Welcome to Coffee with Jesus. My name is Elizabeth Bristol, and I'm here with my friend Christine Hobbs today. We're filling in with Todd for part two of Practical Steps to Growing in Your Personal Relationship with Christ. And that's from wherever you are right now. So today we're going to focus on the different ways you can hear God. And maybe a better way of saying that is, you know, the different ways God can communicate with us. Because it takes a minute, doesn't it, Christine, to kind of get used to doing that with God. He can communicate with us in ways even people can't. But it takes a minute, doesn't it, to recognize
that. It does. Yeah. And it's something our churches don't really teach, which is a weird thing.
I think so, too.
You know? Yeah.
Because they talk about, let's have a personal relationship with Christ, and then nobody shows you how, right?
Yes, exactly. So, you know, there are various ways that we hear him, and we know that the scriptures say the sheep hear my voice.
Amen. I love that verse. Yes.
How?
Yes.
You know, that's the question.
Yes. And I think, like we talked about it a little bit last time, that prayer is a two-sided conversation. And tell me what you were telling me about how you had to learn how to figure that out a little bit.
Well, actually, you're kind of the one who taught me about this. Like, I, you know, never thought to journal, and that was something that you always did, and you mentioned that, and I thought, well, you know, that makes sense to me. Let me sit and journal out my conversations, and I tend to treat it like when, you know, you're having a good day, you call a friend and you'll be like, you'll never guess what happened. Or if you're having a bad day, you'll call somebody and gripe, you know? And so I started thinking, well, why is it that I go to a human friend when I have the King of Kings to do that, to either celebrate or gripe to? So I started doing that in my morning time with him first thing. You know, I would just talk about, you know, whatever's going on in my life. And sometimes it was praise, like, Lord, thank you for this. I'm so excited. Or sometimes it was like, I am so mad, you know?
Yes.
And so I would start there with my coffee, just having that type of conversation with him.
Yes.
The key was where I learned to say, what do you think? Or what do you have to say? That was something I never did before.
Yes.
And so that's the part that we don't get taught to listen.
Yes.
We tend to go blah, blah, blah. And then we don't listen for what he has to say, because he has a lot to say.
And if we're not listening, we're not going to hear anything, right?
And then we can't understand why nothing changes.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So,
and he can talk through, I think, so many different things, right? Like I love when I'm reading the Bible and a verse just, it's almost like it's highlighted, right? And it's something I end up carrying with me through the day. And it's really funny. It often seems like whenever I have needed it, there's a place that I need to share it that day. Like, it's, you know, again, he's so multidimensional in his blessing that he also knows the people around us and what they need to hear. So it's funny, I'll grab onto a scripture. It will be like my lifesaver for a day or a week. And he'll give me these cool places to share it too. I love that.
Right. Yeah. Right. Or even just in reading, like, you know, you pour out what's going on in your life. You open the book and there it is.
Yeah.
You know,
and it can be a comic book. It can be a newspaper article. You know what I mean? It's like, it's really funny.
Well,
to
I find that gives me confirmation in what he said through his scripture. So, like, usually I'll see it in the scripture, and then all of a sudden I'm seeing it like all over the place.
Yes.
And like you said, through other means, worldly means, or somebody will say something to me and it's just the confirmation of the very thing he spoke to me through scripture.
Right.
That tends to be how it works for me because that's my routine. I pour out, then I will open up the scripture. And, you know, I don't just randomly pick a scripture. I tend to be in a book.
Okay.
Like, you know, right now I'm in Romans and I'm just, but for whatever reason, he can open my eyes to wherever I'm at in that scripture, to the very thing I just spoke to him about.
Yes.
It's amazing how that works.
Yes.
And then, like you said, then all of a sudden, I hear it on the radio. I hear it, like, it's just, oh, it's wild.
And especially when I first started listening to him, it's like he knew I wanted to hear him. So I'm thinking of listeners that maybe think they can't hear him yet. And again, I find that with so many of my friends who've been Christians for a really long time, they'll say you hear God. How do you hear God? And I think, before we end today, I do want to pray for everyone who is in that place. But I think in the beginning, when I first started doing that, he did exactly what you're talking about. It's like he kept confirming it. They even say right in the scripture, when he says it three times, he really means it or something, you know. And same thing would happen, in conversation. Like people would say that next line of his conversation to me or even dreams. I know some people, I used to be a missionary in the Middle East, and they really, God really speaks through the people over there through dreams. And so, again, there's just so many different ways. I think it's unlimited how he can speak to us.
Well, and I think it's cool. What he does is he speaks to the individual the way that they think, right? Like we're all like right-brained, left-brained, and he does tend to relate to us in the way he created us, because we have a mutual friend, and I know she is always calling me saying, oh my word, I had the weirdest dream last night, and it's so cool what God was saying through that. And she'll describe it to me. And I'm like, I never get those kind of dreams. Uh-huh. Like, that's just not who I am.
Right.
You know,
that's
like
a good
he wouldn't
point.
Speak to me that way, but he speaks to her that way.
Yes.
And so I do think he knows us intimately, as he's the creator of us.
Amen.
And he knows who he created. You know, some of us are creative, so he speaks to us in that type of way.
Yes.
Some of us are more, you know, auditory, mm-hmm. like we need to hear, we need to, you know, see it in the written word. That tends to be how I function, you know, so that's how he's going to speak to me.
Isn't that cool?
So I think he meets us where we're at.
Yes, whether we're thinkers, whether we're feelers, and like you and I,
exactly.
when we lead our Sunday night class together, it is cool that the difference, how he just, he compliments. You know, I'm so not surprised he put us together. You know, I always think of you as the truth, and I know him maybe more as the spirit. And it's such a fun thing, on top of the way he speaks to us individually, is to get together in the groups we have and have that be expanded, right? You know?
Well, and absolutely. And that's why he says, you know, that we aren't to do this walk solo. We are to be in a body of Christ.
Yes.
And I think that's exactly why, because I am somebody who, I am very word oriented and scripture oriented, but I'm not so great at looking at, you know, or having faith in miracles. Like, and you're somebody who sees that side of the fence.
Yes.
And you've pulled me more into the middle, like, oh, wait a minute. God is still the God of miracles, right?
Amen.
Like, I need to have faith in that. And, you know, and I'm always saying, but let's go back to scripture.
Yes. Show me that in the word.
Exactly. So that is where the body comes together and strengthens each other. We're, you know, somebody's the hand, somebody's the foot, but together we make a full body. So I think that's another way he speaks. He does speak through the body of Christ, because sometimes a Christian can come along. How many times have you called me in the middle of a crisis out of the blue, having no idea I was in the middle of a crisis?
Yeah, I love
that's
how
God.
He does that. It totally is him. Yep. It totally is him. And what an incredible blessing to get to do that with him, right? To be there for our friends in ways that we wouldn't even know that we need. I do. I love when he does that a lot. And so I'm thinking too, for listeners who have never heard or sensed God trying to communicate with them in any way, or they think he has. And this is the funny thing I always find, is when I hang out with a friend who thinks she doesn't hear God, as we sit and talk, I can see lots of ways he's been trying to get her attention, and he is getting her attention, but she just doesn't always realize it. So how did God first get your attention?
Well, I think again,
let's do it in the beginning. Yeah.
Well, you know, I was brought to church my whole life, right? Mm-hmm. And didn't really get it at the level that I'm at now. And I think sometimes, unfortunately, it's the hard stuff.
Yeah.
That's where you hear them, because you are just, you know, you are at your wit's end and you have nowhere else to go. And when you have nowhere else to go and you're really seeking him, now you're looking to hear from him.
Yes.
Sometimes when everything is going fantastically, you're like, oh yeah, I said my prayers and it was like 2 seconds. You're not, again, listen. I go back to that marriage relationship. Unless you set up time to be with somebody, mm-hmm. you're never really going to know them.
Right.
And unless you spend time with somebody, you're never going to get to really know their voice well.
Right.
So the first step is really making that appointment with God to spend time with him, not just doing the church liturgical mm-hmm. thing, but mm-hmm. really sitting down. And I love that this program is called Coffee with Jesus,
yes.
right? Get your coffee. And
yes.
That is exactly what we're talking about. So
hang out with
sitting
him.
Down and hanging out with him and being quiet for a minute. Like I always will say my request and then I'll say, Lord, what do you have to say to me? Yeah. And I sit with a pen and a paper
yes.
and I write the first thing that pops into my mind, and it floors me
yes.
so often that it's nothing I would have thought.
Mm-mm. No.
Doesn't look anything like what I know my natural way is. And I recognize it as his prompting. I call it promptings because I don't know what else you mm-hmm. call it. You know,
mm-hmm.
it's not, you know, I don't hear it physically in my ear. I mm-hmm. hear it in the prompting.
Like
and I just
it.
Write and pour out.
Right. Yeah. I almost feel like I hear it in my heart, if that makes any sense at all.
Because yes.
it's not in my head.
Yes.
It's kind of down in my
yes.
chest. And like you said, it he cracks me up that way. And sometimes, literally, I end up laughing. And that surprises me that he has such a good sense of humor. But it's that way he, you know that you didn't say it. You know you didn't come up with it. And that's kind of my next thought, too, is again, I think a lot of people are afraid to attribute something to God because they think, you know, I don't know. It's just they're afraid to say it really is God. Like, so I think, how do we know it was God and not just ourself, or even worse, like evil trying to deceive us?
And, right.
And
yeah,
you
for
know,
sure.
Because again, we want to be careful. And I think you made the point already, which is absolutely the number one thing, is that it will always stand up to Scripture, right? He's not going to say things that go against that. And
right.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, and of course, we've heard those stories where people have done horrific things and have
yes.
said,
in the name
God
of
told
God.
Me to do it,
yes.
and they attribute that to God. And of course, that wouldn't line up with Scripture, right? So
right.
we know that that's not the case.
Right.
So, yeah, there is that. And I think that is truly, you know, even sometimes when I mention, oh, you know, I had a word from God, I can tell sometimes people will look at me and think, well, did you really?
Yeah, roll their
you know?
Eyes. Absolutely.
It's foreign to them.
Yes.
So I think, you know, the main thing is we can pray, we can hear the word of God in Scripture, and it will jump off in the page to us in that moment with whatever we're needing to hear. We can pour out our requests, but when we pour out our requests, I think we do need to write them down
uh-huh.
and go back. So often we pray and we forget what we even prayed, and then we don't even go back to say thank you.
Yes.
He answered that prayer
yeah.
and we didn't even recognize it as an answer.
Yeah.
So we have to be looking even in that, right? What did I pray and how did he answer it?
Yeah.
And again, a lot of times we get, oh, wow, that's not how I thought he would answer
no.
it, but how much better. He was so
yeah.
right in doing it the way he did it,
yep.
you know.
And
so,
I love keeping track of that in my journal, too, like the answered prayers, because that's so encouraging when you need encouragement. It's a great place to go back and go, wow, remember when you did this and this and this, because I hate the way that I actually end up forgetting some of that. It's like, here I am. He just did this amazing thing. And the next day I'm freaking out all over again as if he's not going to show up and help, you know?
Right. Exactly. Exactly. And, you know, it's like that parable where, you know, the 10 lepers and only one came back and thanked them.
Yes. Yeah. And
where's the other nine?
Yeah. And I love that. I love that. One of the things that when you say that, it reminds me of that. I don't know what was happening at the time, but one year it was right around Christmas. And I know even this, I know I didn't think of this. I know it didn't come from me because I'm not that unselfish, you know, but I remember it crossed my mind of, wow, Lord, what do you want for your birthday? And again, I know it was in conversation with him of something. And so since then, it's been really fun around Christmas time to ask him like that, to be someone who comes back and is thankful, because that's the other odd thing about that is it feels so good to go back and bless him with what, and so much, you know, in the first couple of years I started doing that, he really would be like, I just want more of your heart. And I would even sort of think I was already giving it to him, and he would show me a place where I wasn't. And so again, there was something powerful to give something up because I knew it was for him. I knew he asked for it. And then, of course, he blesses you all over again in that. So it just, he's just amazing. And I just, I know our time goes flying by every time we get in these conversations. And I just want to, end with prayer. I'm thinking of the people that, that might be someone who rolled our eyes or someone who just desperately wants this, but doesn't know where to start. And, could you lead us in a prayer and let's pray for those guys.
Yes. Lord Jesus, we know that you know the intimate details of our hearts, our minds, and you already know what's going on in our lives, but you so enjoy when we come to you and we bring it to you, Lord, and we want to be more obedient in that area. We want you to speak into our lives and give you control in those places that we're just holding too tight, and because of that, it adds to depression, it adds to anxiety, Lord, and you have all the answers. Lord, tap us on the shoulder and remind us to come to you with all of it, the good, the bad, the ugly, that you have the answers and that you have the perfect answers, unlike our family and friends. And so, Lord, I pray that the listeners today will seek you first in all things, all things.
Yes.
And I pray that you will just touch the hearts of the individuals listening, that they would be encouraged to come to you in a new and exciting way and speak into their lives so mightily that they'll know beyond a reasonable doubt that it is you, Lord. And we just give you all the glory and all the thanks that you're so interested in all of our lives, every little detail. And thank you, Jesus, for everything that you've done to us. Thank you that you have given us the opportunity to step into your presence.
Yeah.
In Jesus' name.
Yeah. Yeah, we do. We thank you, Lord, that you want a relationship with us. And we so appreciate all the things that you've shown us. And for those who want more of a relationship with you than they have, like us, we want more than we have. So we ask you, Lord, for that today, for every single one of us, that as we look around and aim to see how you might be communicating with us, that you would make it really clear and easy for us to know it's you. And Father, we just thank you for that in Jesus' name. And we thank you, listeners, for joining us today on Coffee with Jesus. We pray for special blessings on your day today. In Jesus' name.
Amen.